Hello.
Hello.
Ah, that was brisk.
Ian, did I talk to you about the weirdo wheel game show?
No, but it was awful.
Man, that was bad.
It was an awful... I watched it once and I was like, nope, not a single aspect of that was appealing.
No.
There's nothing to lure me back.
Again, I don't like shows where something spins, turns, whatever, and I don't have any confidence that it's not rigged.
Right. It's 100% rigged.
It was 100% rigged every time. And the fact that the one, you know, you have three contestants, and the one episode I watched, the same lady randomly got picked like seven times.
Yep, I watched that one too.
And I was like, oh, come on.
Because it went first person, second person, and then her for six times.
Yeah.
Yep.
I was like, this is dumb. And you're like,
yeah,
oh, look.
And it was just dumb.
Here's
and
your,
the trivia is for like little babies.
Yeah, I was like,
what is this garbage?
Here's your expert. There's a 0% chance that the wheel will land on the expert. It will always land on the moron. And the celebrities was, man, that was loose. I mean, I'm not up on celebrities, granted. But holy smoke, some of those people, I'm like, who are you people?
Maybe they're friends with Ninja.
They could be friends with Ninja. Rated unlock the channel.
I didn't.
Oh.
Everybody missed that solid gold talking about
beating out the doors. Missing the pre-show banter.
Yep, missed all the banter.
Alpha Team!
Hunger Force?
Maybe.
All right. But yeah, that show was... Oh, man, that was bad. So, I got... But I don't know really know why, but I decided I was going to watch this Lotus show. Whatever Lotus.
White Lotus.
Oh, yeah, the White Lotus.
White Lotus.
Yeah, what's that all about?
I don't know. I am halfway through season two. I'm still not sure this show is good in any way, shape, or form, but I'm going to watch it all.
All right. I think I'm going to get on board for that as well.
Well, I mean, it's got Aubrey Plaza, so it's good in at least that way.
Yeah.
She's not in season one. She comes in season
right.
two. The lady who's like, she just won an award, I think, at the Golden Globes for her thing.
Jennifer Coolidge.
Yeah. I don't know what the deal is with her. Like, is she special in some way?
She's Stifler's mom.
Yeah, but she talks...
She's the original MILF.
Well, she don't look like it now.
And, I know!
And B, she talks at the pace of like someone who's only fired on like about three brain cells. Her eyes barely open. Her lips are the size of like the rest of her head. And she talks so slow. Oh. It is brutal every time she's on the screen. And she's in both seasons as like a main character. I'm just like, oh, I hate you so much. It's so terrible. Yeah, but there was a scene where a guy poops into a suitcase. Prepare yourself for that season, Ian.
All right. I'll brace myself.
He gives you plenty of warning, so you can look away.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's do this.
All right. Yeah. It's going to be a short show, right? Absolutely the shortest show of all time.
No way.
All right. Oh, I didn't even change. Boy, I didn't change any of the stuff in the script, did I?
I don't know. Ask Ray.
I changed some of it. All right.
Oh, okay.
Greetings, true believers. Welcome to the 366th edition of the Puzzle Warriors 3. We got Ray, we got Ian. They're here.
Hello.
Hello.
Woo!
This is the week of the 11th through the 18th of January. In your 7-day, 4-star crash of the peoples.
Yeah.
Holy Jeebus. That was severe.
You said crash.
I guess. Mm-hmm. Last weekend, you had MODOK versus Peggy. Did you MODOK?
He's getting it done. He could definitely afterburner his way to victory.
All right.
It was a good time.
Coming up next week, you got Prowler versus Cletus, it looks like.
I can't be sure, but I misplaced optimism.
I mean, with all those special tiles of Cletus's, you just keep matching those with Prowler, and you're going to steal them all to victory.
I don't know what I need to do, but 4-2-4 might get it done.
Yeah, you'll steal some tiles, hit him with the blue for the stun, you win, bickety-bam.
Okay. I like where your head's at.
No worries.
I do have to say about the whole MODOK fight, Kitty was way more dangerous than I expected. You gotta not use those powers. Build everything up for quite a while and then fire them off suddenly.
Yeah, if you get enough to fire like red twice, you just win.
But if you fire something prematurely, she takes advantage of it because he puts like one or two special tiles out there.
Yeah, and then she thumps you.
Yeah. She just, her, what is it, countdown repeater, I don't know, whatever it is, just takes it off the board and then punishes you for it.
Yeah, I just remember having a bunch of red and went, red, red? And she went, I'm dead. And I went, oh, okay, great. What do we got? Storyland. You got the Fight for Wakanda is running. That'll get you Ragnarok, Namora, First Avenger. Placement there is Reptile. And some Peter Parker sharks.
You need to emphasize the P.
Nope.
Don't want that sounding like a C sound.
Septum! Ah, man, I've not thought of that guy for a long time. Yeah. Wonder what he's doing.
Probably in an insane asylum somewhere.
That is entirely possible. Infinite Pursuit is next. Patch, Reptile, Parker. Placement there is Slimer and some shards for new character we will talk about later. In PvP land, we are still in between seasons. Right now, you got Fly Swatting running. That'll get you the White Queen and Glider Man. Placement is TV She-Hulk and TV's WandaVision coming at you there. In the news, Ian, we've got a new character.
A new character? I don't even remember what the clue was.
Oh, boy, I've already forgotten. Something about not almost the best, almost the something. How'd that go?
Oh,
technically
right.
The best?
Technically first?
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever that was.
Yeah.
In any case, somehow that clue was supposed to get you to Wongers. Five-star Wong.
The Sorcerer Supreme?
Yeah.
Version?
Yeah.
Hey! So this is Wong, not a support.
Correct. So Wongers is a five-star hero, supernatural, Avenger, multiversal. Say that 8 times fast. He is red, yellow, and purple. The red power is called Eldritch Whip.
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 Whip. For 7 red, deal damage, destroy a chosen row, dealing extra damage for each special tile destroyed. Destroyed tiles do not deal damage or generate AP. Passive. Fortify your mind. Reduce ability damage dealt by supernatural and multiversal enemies by 10%. Increase damage dealt by supernatural allies by 10%. As you go up in level, the damage increases, and your damage reduction goes up to 30%, and your extra damage by your allies goes up to 30%. The yellow power. For 6 yellow, you get to bust out the Wand of Watoom.
Nice.
That sounds pretty good for you. Really, I mean, it's pretty powerful. Choose a spell type. We'll get there. And create a 3-turn fortified Wand of Watoom countdown tile that reduces all damage taken by 15%. When it expires or is matched, Wong releases the stored energy, dealing 60% of the damage that it reduced. So that's interesting. If it expired or if this ability is used while one exists, Wong casts the chosen spell. Passively, Wong casts a random spell that is not Mystic Mending at the start of the battle. As it goes up in level for the base part, when you get to level 5, you're reducing damage by 30% and dealing 100% of that reduced damage back.
Wow.
That's pretty good. So the spells you get to pick from. You have the Shield of the Seraphim, which says when the wand tile expires, create 2 protect tiles, which go up in strength as you level. Mystic Mending. When the tile expires, Wong heals his team. Again, amount increases as you go. The Hand of Haragath. No, Haggath. That's it. When the tile expires, Wong creates 3 strength tiles. These get better as you go up in level. And the Bolts of Balthak. When the tile expires, drain 3 AP in his team's strongest color, but gain 1 red and 1 purple. As it goes up in level, you will gain 1 more red and 1 more purple. 5 points of it does nothing. So, well, except for that base of that 3,100.
Right.
But you'll get rid of 3 of your strongest in order to get 2 red and 2 purple. Yeah. Here's where it gets complicated, Ian. The purple power starts out as a Wong exit.
I was confused way before this.
This seems slightly racist to say it that way, but it's a Wong exit.
I think it's funny. Do it.
7 purple AP. Wong goes away for 3 turns to gather aid. Choose a character to gather aid from, and then this ability becomes a Wong entrance. At level 3, it goes down from 3 turns to 2 turns. So it'll shut up. In a Wong entrance, passively, When Wong returns from being away, fire the summon character's ability. If all allies are downed while Wong is away, and he returns, when he is away, he returns the chosen character early, boosts their effectiveness by 30%, and this returns to being a Wong exit. The allies, do or die. This brings rescue in. Rescue fires off two separate blasts that deal almost no points of damage. If there are two or more friendly strike attack or protect tiles on the board, rescue lands an additional blast for even less damage. That seems really terrible. Damages. This one summons She-Hulk, dealing some damage and sending her target flying through any walls behind them. For every protect tile on the board up to two, destroy them and deal extra damage per tile. All damage ignores protect tiles. Destroyed tiles do not deal damage or generate AP. Damage goes up as you level, of course. I'm a superhero. That summons Kamala Khan. She reaches out, generates a shield of crystallized light. Not what she does. Creates 9 strength, 89 protect tiles, and clears any stuns affecting her allies. That's kind of nice. If the Wand of Watoom is on the board, she also fortifies 4 of those tiles. And then the final one is the good old stalwart of all time, the Crimson Bands of Sidorak. Convert a random basic tile from among the enemy's strongest color into a 2-turn countdown tile that stuns the target for 2 turns. This tile destroys 1 enemy AP of its color and deals damage per turn. So you're going to have to think with using him, but what you're going to do here and what you're going to select with all these spells and these allies and things. That is way too complicated. Ian's never going to use this character.
So here's what happened.
You fell asleep instantly.
At the holiday Christmas party. Someone said, we should have a bet. Whoever could come up with the most convoluted but somehow functional character, we all throw in $500 and winner takes the pot. And this person is walking away with a big pocket full of cash. That was... every step was unnecessarily complicated. I was like, when you were telling me I have to find out which allies are... mystical something, and I get 10%, and I was like, nope, I'm out. And then you went on to give me the best explanation of a power I've ever heard. There are spells, and friends, and you could choose people to show up, and Rescue showed up, and she was terrible. Yeah. Just like Rescue, it was awesome.
But the worst part of this, of all these people you could summon, and all this stuff that goes on, there's no Madison, which is a complete travesty of justice. And whoever designed this character should be smacked.
I don't know what that means, but I cannot advocate violence.
I can. Madison was super important to having. Super important.
It's a She-Hulk reference, the show.
Yeah.
I didn't see that show.
Yeah. Wong's girlfriend is named Madison.
Oh.
She's one of the most annoying characters ever written.
She is fantastic from start to finish. Wongers!
I'm sure I'll run into the series here sooner rather than later.
There you go. Alright, in Infinite Pursuit, there are shards in placement rewards, event token in placement rewards, event token in progression rewards, event token in alliance rewards. Man, so many rewards.
Huzzah.
Strange Sights, legendary token in placement rewards, shards in placement in progression, event token in progression, legendary token in alliance, and event token in alliance rewards. The Versus, he will be in, class action. You'll get Wong shards in there. There is one called Pocket Portal. It's running the 15th and 18th. Event token in progression rewards there. And there is the 200 rupees store. Chance to get Wong. Increased chances in 10 and 40 pulls. For the Sanctimonious Sanctum Vault, chance to get Wong in there. There is a Cage Matchless Legendary Store token in there, as well as Marika. And that Cage Matchless Legendary Store is 15% chance to get Wong, Gargantos, and WandaVision. That's a pretty good store. Gargantos can do some stuff, and you know WandaVision's good.
Yeah.
That is running the 19th to the 22nd. I'll probably throw some CP at that store. So there you go, Wongers. 5-star.
Sorcerer Supreme. Cool.
That's all I got in the news.
Great. We're powerless without you, dude.
All right, now it's always waiting to see if you guys had news. Sometimes you chime in.
Oh, okay. Nope.
Oh, news. Hey, well, we might be getting a new sports bar downtown.
Ooh.
It's going to be across the street from Champs with the old Amazon store.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that. It's kind of interesting, except I'll never be able to go because it'll be packed with students more than half the year.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It's called, you know, Brothers, because we don't have enough things around here named, you know, Brothers, whatever, whatever.
Yeah.
But it's some couple guys out of Wisconsin that appear to be opening sports bars in all the, like, Big Ten locations and things. So, yeah, they're just trying to get the council.
They better be actual brothers.
They are. They are actual brothers. Right. They met them the other night. But they have to convince council to take off some of the restrictions on the liquor license. They're trying to get the old Fuji Jade liquor license.
Oh.
Maybe they could hire Skarik.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Well, now I'm going. You know.
Well, you know, yeah. But right now the restrictions say that they can't have drink specials and they can't advertise alcohol. I'm like, you know, it's a bar, right?
Wow.
Instead of like, we can't pull this off. You know, like, we have to have drink specials. What are you doing to us? So we'll see how the borough council rules. Let's move on to Xandar. This week on It's Always Sunny in Xandar, Max Eisenhart shaping Krakoa's future.
All right, let's talk a little bit about Magneto, Age of Apocalypse, 5-star Magneto. He appears to be a blue, yellow, and red character. Let's see what he's up to. For 10 blue AP, you can use Polar Coordination. Magneto converts 3 basic green tiles to yellow and goes airborne for 2 turns. For every 3 yellow AP Magneto has when he returns from being airborne, deal 1,148 damage to the enemy. Oh, converts up to 4 tiles and goes airborne for 3 turns, dealing 8,459 damage. 6 yellow AP will let you activate Eternal Induction. See what he's up to. Converts 2 basic strike, attack, or protect tiles of a chosen color into strength 69 protect tiles. If a friendly strike, attack, or protect tile would be converted, instead improve it by 38. All right, you can convert 4. Protect tile strength is increased by 48%. Lastly, magnetic inhibitor costs 9 red AP. Magneto creates 2 strength 38 black strike tiles. Then creates 2 purple 2-turn repeater tiles that convert 1 enemy strike, attack, or protect tile to a friendly strike tile and deal 153 damage. That scales up to 5,843 at max level for that repeater. Okay, that seems nice. Ray, I'm going to have to lean on you. You seem to be the owner of this character.
I mean, I guess.
Does he do stuff?
He,
I don't have him. Craig doesn't have
he's
him.
He's okay. Like, he doesn't do much.
Okay.
Yeah, I generally avoid using him.
People have echoed that sentiment.
He sucks. I don't know if I would go that far, but he's definitely in the lower tier. Like, I wouldn't put him in an F, but D.
F plus.
I mean, maybe in a niche situation, you could say he's a low C.
Okay.
Yeah,
stand by your build of what, 5.35?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I don't really. I mean, the yellow for Magneto is just never, never that useful.
Right. it isn't. That is not its job. Is to be anything good.
And as Samurai says, he is definitely not S tier.
Who is, really? Who is?
Yeah, absolutely. There you go. That's it's Sunny and Xandar, 5-star Magneto, Age of Apocalypse.
Willie, what's you got in the mailbags?
Oh, yeah. Hey, let's do that. So, over on Reddit, Jeff Duggan said thanks to Samurai for his blitz of work in trying to get the infographic ready this week. While I know it's stuff he would have done eventually, with the weeks boosted and the apparent theme to the PvP season, he had a huge amount to do all at once. And yeah, let me echo that. I don't know if we really actually seriously thanked him, but that was a heck of an infographic last week. So many boosted characters.
Oh, there was all of them.
Yeah, yeah.
All of them.
Also, he says, hosts, at least some of you will like that Mrs. Jeff and I got tickets to a touring Whose Line show for Christmas. Whose Line? Whose Line is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yep, I thought about going to that.
Fewer of you will like us getting to see Pirates of Penzance.
That seems nice, too.
Never, I don't think I've ever actually seen that.
I know I haven't.
I have. It was pretty good.
I also said since this week will be, will kind of represent the first mailbag of January, accurate, things that I would like to see in the game in the new year. This is interesting. He says, four different things. First, a pretty thorough overhaul of supports. How to get them, improving them, leveling them, uses. I'd kind of like that. I'm sure somebody's looking at supports. New characters he would like to see. Banshee. Fitzsimmons from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Sure. Never going to happen.
True, but I'd be on board. Zeus, Cowardly Prig. I don't think that should happen. One, I don't want that character in the game, not as displayed in the movie, and that's all the options would be, right? Like,
yeah,
not a chance. Makari from the Eternals, sure.
Nope, I'm all Eternaled out.
And Aurora from Alpha Flight.
Oh, thank you.
I really don't remember Aurora. I never read much Alpha Flight, so.
Yeah, because you're not Canadian.
That is also true.
Yeah.
Something else he'd like, PvE seasons. I don't know what that would be. I don't know how that would work. I'm curious.
I mean, I guess you could have some kind of rewards for a total number of points over PvE events, but I don't know what else you would get out of it.
Yeah. Finally, there was word on the 7-day events. Permanently retired, need rework that spaghetti code is making difficult. There is hope for resurrection, but it sounds like a small hope.
Okay.
And finally, he said, we probably should have mentioned, we didn't mention it on the show, but Jeremy Renner was recently in a pretty bad snowplow accident. As of Thursday afternoon, he's still in ICU, but with two rounds of surgery reported under his belt already, recovery will probably be long and maybe incomplete. There was just word from his sister, actually, I don't know, earlier today sometime, that apparently he's doing well, doing better than the doctors had hoped. So that's good, but still in the hospital and no change anytime soon there. So do wish the best for Jeremy.
He is the opposite of me, though. When I am, you know, if I'm that wealthy, I don't care what kind of toys I buy. I'm still not plowing my own driveways or other people's driveways. I'm paying somebody else.
Well, apparently he was actually not only was it not his, he was helping somebody else out who was like stuck in the snow. So he pulled out his plow and was helping them, you know, just like a superhero should do.
Hmm. Well, I hope he recovers.
Yeah.
Me as well.
Definitely. Top Understanding 565 said, I have the reading comprehension skills of a kindergartner and initially thought the podcast was spoiling the new characters that Jeff listed above and was so hyped for each of the characters that were listed. The reality is super disappointing, but hopefully some of your suggestions make it into the game eventually. Apparently a little more enthusiastic about the list than Craig was.
Yeah, I guess. Snow Power Pack.
And finally, Dances with Weevils.
I heard him.
Said, I started listening to this show back in April of 2016.
Oh, God bless you.
Episode 33, when Howard came out. The game had just been released on the Amazon App Store for the Fire. And I was trying to figure out how the heck to get Silver Surfer, not realizing yet that that's not how you play the game. Originally, I was shocked that a Match 3 mobile game had needed a podcast, but here it is 7 years later, and I'm still listening every week.
I'm still not saying it's needed.
Yeah, I was going to say needed is a real stretch, but thank you.
He says, I don't listen live, but that is only because I prefer the sweet, sweet production that Ray does.
Yeah,
that's what I hear. That's what I hear.
Excellent.
I appreciate Craig's energy and willingness to die on weird, funny hills such as Heartbeeps and Crime Buster.
Crime Buster!
I may not agree with the opinions, but it is fun hearing them.
That movie is gold, Jerry.
And of the three of you, surprisingly, I think the person I have learned the most from is Ian. He has always preached a play/life balance, mostly because of the computer play on Steam. And here he says, Ian, get a Steam Deck so you can play on the couch. Also,
I consider a Steam Deck.
Ian was the first person to suggest hoarding, and I have never stopped.
Yes!
I'm so happy.
Me either.
So happy to you guys hit a year of episodes. I can't wait to start listening to them all again.
Yeah, see, I said one per day. And then start over, baby.
So do appreciate the comments. And hey, that's it. That's what's in the mailbag. Thanks, Willie.
Thanks, Willie. I mean, just imagine, you know, you've got like an hour commute in every day. You can start off listening to the show. All right, let's move on. Once again, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
We just want to pump
you up. All right, let's see what these boosted characters are all about. Colossus, he's got some red damage that'll be increased. And I think the other one's percentage-based, so he's probably okay. No one probably knows what fastball special does, so.
I crashes the game twice as often, you know, when he's boosted.
When boosted. Daredevil, his red damage is increased. Gambit, red does some damage, and I think it's black might do some damage. Nah, that might generate AP, I don't remember. The Hood's twin pistols are going to be boosted, as his, I believe, intimidation. She-Hulk, red AoE is boosted, and the tile swapping buffing that occurs is boosted. Now, the four stars. Worthy, Captain America. His blue, damage is increased per charge tile. His red, the countdowns are dealing more damage. And no changes to his yellow. Juggernaut. Green does more trample damage, and no other changes. Monica Rambeau is boosted. What's she up to? She's got a repeater that does some increased damage. She's got some repeaters that do increased healing. And more damage from her sword strike. Thor, the goddess of thunder, a ton of red damage, a little bit of yellow AoE damage, nothing new with the blue. Throg is boosted. What's that guy up to? Green damage, blue damage, and team healing with the yellow boosted. Immortal Hulk, the five stars, his green AoE is boosted, his black, when he revives, damage is boosted to his team. Yeah, that doesn't sound super appealing, but I bet his red does an amazing amount of damage, so he'll probably be heavily featured in PvP. Who else is here? Mr. Sinister. I've heard of him. What's he up to? Blue trap tiles are going to deal more damage, as are his black trap tiles. This is five-star Moon Knight. What are you up to? He's got green damage.
Green croissants.
Yeah, greens. Green croissants are doing more damage. His black... Nightmare does more damage. Purple trap tiles buffing and dealing more damage. And lastly, who's this guy? Silver Surfer. He's been recently reworked. Boosted true healing. He's got boosted red damage. And his silver singularity deals more damage. So let's see what Samurai has to say about this. Boosted Eye Hulk means he and Chasm will still be popular, but a buffed Hulk limits Chasm's ability to tank, therefore regenerate. You may also have some luck with Singularity, but it's not going to be fast enough to be reliable in high-level PvP. Wise words. Wise words, Samurai. So yeah, that is who's boosted. Listen to me now and believe me later. Thanks, as always, to Mystify.
Mystify. Ian, you got Steam open?
I do not.
Oh.
Not even... Haven't even launched it yet.
So I'll buy some time by telling you my story from last week. So since I found out that Emma and She-Hulk are going to be removed from the latest Legends at the same time, I decided, well, I might as well just open a few tokens until I get, Emma championed.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
I opened 7 tokens on the second one, and the 7th one, I got Emma covers.
Wow.
No other 5 stars. So I got exactly what I needed in 7 pulls.
Huh.
It's insane.
Crazy.
Yeah, that's generous.
It's like the devs were listening live.
Sounds rigged.
That was some good quality Stalin. Let me see what I can do with this token opening. I can get Emma Frost, 4 star. All right. I'm good.
All right, so I'm only doing one since they're still in there. Let's see. It is a 4-star. Miles Morales.
I know him.
Yeah, he's all right.
He seems nice.
He's a good kid.
All right, let's open some stuff. Icarus. X-23. Scott. Imperious Rex. Rain Sinclair. Hulkbuster. We all 4-stars, apparently. Ghost. Legion. I got two more, I think. Well, there's a 5-star. She-Hulk, as above. And finally, a cavalry short shot. What does it get my... takes my She-Hulk to a 4-5-1. Not getting any of those green covers for her. But there you go.
What was the last one you pulled?
What's that?
What was the last cover you pulled?
I've already forgotten. Legion, maybe?
No, that was before.
I don't know. I've already added it.
I swear you said cavalry, and that made zero sense to me.
Oh, yeah, the cavalry. Melinda May.
Oh. I thought that was a Coulson ability.
It may be, but that's her nickname on the show.
Hmm.
So if that would make sense that I said that.
I think so.
Anyway, thanks to the OG.
This guy.
He was on the podcast network these days.
Oh, Lord. I don't know. Have you looked at it in a while? I think it's ever growing. I think we're on the rise again. If you want to find out everything that we have, you can go to Soon to Be Named Network, soontobenamednetwork.com. You can find links to all the shows on our podcasting network for all your podcasting needs. Soon to Be Named Network, soontobenamednetwork.com.
The only shows on the network I listen to are ones that I have appeared on. So
same for me.
And I don't listen to this show. So the only other one I've been on is Long Box Heroes and Long Box Heroes After Dark. That's the one that I listen to.
I can appreciate that.
That is all.
That is similar for me.
Anything else for the good of the order?
I figured I would mention that I did add the team-up that I talked about last week to the Synergy segment on the webpage. Mm-hmm. If you're interested, you can go to puzzlewarriors3.com and click on the green Synergy segment link near... I don't know, on the right-hand side, I guess.
Don't pass it on the left-hand side.
Nope. Only for Dutchies.
That's right. All right, well, thanks everybody for joining us this week. I told you, super short show. Don't want no short show. Check out for updates, puzzlewarriors3.com.
That was the worst thing you've ever done.
That amused me something fierce. I've not heard that song in many a long time. I think right after that song is followed up by, you know, she don't eat meat, but she sure likes to bone.
Oh, that's a much better song.
Yeah, I think I always hear them back to back, just saying where you might hear those songs. comments, send in Ray. He needs some. They need things in the mailbag, the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit, the D3 forums, or right on our very own homepage. You can go there, click on the Amazon banner, buy yourself something for Martin Luther King Day. And then we would get some kickback on the backside. I think that's it. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, that until next time, join Club Nintendo today, Mac. Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, friends.
Good night.